Well, there shouldn't be any excuse for not being able to get this done in time today, because in the old days, meaning up until just this term, just last week, you were using only tape measures, which means there was a hell of a lot more walking than there will have to be now. You should still take a tape measure in case you need to make a short distance measurement. But now we have 5 range finders, and these are pretty accurate, and I've just got done setting them all to meters. So all you have to do with these things, there's just a power button on the top. All you have to do is look through them, center whatever you're trying to get a distance measurement, and just hit it once, and it'll tell you how many meters it is. I recommend doing it twice, especially if it's a small target, to make sure it gives you the same reading both times. But just write that down in meters, and that saves a hell of a lot of walking, and it therefore should save a lot of time on doing it. You still only have to do the same amount, 2 transects. Now, speaking of witches, did you already look at the map? Let me just make sure everyone's on the same page here. You have your bearings. So this is an important point, right? We're going to start on the east side, as you probably noticed on the table. And that was a truly randomized way of grouping students. I used Excel to generate random numbers. But anyway, I tried to make it so that if you did a longer transect for the first one, you got a shorter one, so everyone does about the same amount of walking. But anyway, this important point here, notice, is south of the bike trail, but it's right where Jeanne d'Arc road or street or whatever it is makes that curve. So that's the important point. And it will probably make sense for everyone except E4, whoever has E4, to start there all at once and then walk away from each other in the different groups. But there's nothing out there as flags or anything. You just have to use landmarks. Okay? So if you're starting from here, you're going to the corner, or straight along this road, or to this other corner, and so on. Pretty easy to figure out once you're out there. Just make sure you start at the right place, and make sure that you're doing the right transect according to the table that's on the other page. E4 is different, though, because it goes through that starting point, so E4 should start on one end or the other and work toward the other end. Make sense? There's only 4 on the west. There's 6 on the east. That's why one lucky group gets to stay on the east and do 2 different transects on the east, as you see on the table. The rest of you have to go to the west. Who is it that stays on the east? Group 4. You can stay on the east, but do them in this order, as it says. Do this one first and this one second. So if you are group 4, do E4 first and then E2. Now, does everyone have printed out already the sheet you're going to use to write down your raw data? With the morpho species on them, notice they're not true species in a lot of cases. It's just a group of similar looking species. So, dove, for instance, there's multiple kinds of doves. You're not paying attention to that, though. You're just lumping doves and pigeons together, right? And so on, which is why most of them are shown in silhouette, just because you want to look at their body shape, basically. Does anyone have the free app that I looked at, that I linked up here? Now, there are compasses up here, but compasses tend to cause people to get the wrong results and care about the wrong things. Really, what you need is just a protractor. And so if you were to use this app, for instance, the protractor part of the app gives you this interface, so the whole screen will look like this protractor. But it'll be convenient if you do use this. It's optional, because, you know, if this is your phone or your pad, you just line this baseline up, the zero line, with your transect. and put this point, the origin point, right where you are. And then on the screen, you can touch anywhere. And it will put a line on there and tell you exactly how many degrees it is. So you just touch the screen in the exact direction where the animal is seen. Okay, as long as you're standing in the right position. It's up to you whether you want to use it. I mean, you could do the same thing with a compass, but you're not writing down the compass reading, right? What you care about is the number of degrees with respect to the transect itself. And none of those measurements should be greater than 90 degrees. Right, so don't come back with data that say greater than 90 degrees for anything. For instance, if we pretend this is the transect, this is where you are at the moment, and say you're walking toward the left on the, and you see an animal right there. If you use that protractor, or even if you used a plastic protractor, it would still work. It's just more convenient with the electronic one. But if we exaggerate it and say that this is your phone with protractor app on it, you set it up that way, and then you would just touch the screen right there in line with it, and it'll draw the line and read out the exact number of degrees. But what I'm saying about 90 being maximum is, if it's directly to the side, that would be 90. Somewhere in front of you is going to be less than 90. And it doesn't matter which side it's on. They're just both, you know, flip your phone over to do it on the other side. But nothing 100 degrees, which would be over here with respect to this. No, that would be 80 degrees, right, with respect to the line if you're facing this way. But it's probably easiest as you work in groups to start at one end and only pay attention to the stuff that's 90 degrees or in front of you as you go the whole transect down, okay? And the reason I said earlier that it's probably best if everyone except that E4 starts at the same place and works outward, because then you're still close to each other where it's likely to overlap. And you, remember, you don't want two groups, two different transects, to count the same thing twice. So if you see something, you can still communicate with each other when it's likely that you're both looking at the same thing, so that you just at least make a note of it, you know, so that we can figure it out later about whether it should be counted by one group or the other. Everyone clear on all that? Okay, so as soon as you get through with the first transcript, I'm going to stay at Command Central again. Because you're going to be way more spread out than yelling distance. So if anything happens, call me or text me. Do you remember the number? Or just text me at ty@hw.edu. But it should go fairly smoothly now that we have these rangefinders. That's going to make a big difference. These rangefinders, though, won't work for very close distances, like 5 meters or less. So if you see something close, go old school with one of these. So you do have to lug one of these out, okay? Otherwise, do it the same way. What were you going to ask?
About the worksheets.
Oh, the worksheets that I said you didn't have to worry about today? Well, taking a little closer look at it, I realized that I should have posted all the species data. So I'll just post that today, or probably while you're out there, I'll do that. And it can be due the same day as the introduction itself, which will be next time, right? Any questions on the introduction? Did you make sure you read the instructions on Blackboard before you actually write it? Blackboard is where the instructions are, because Blackboard is where you have to go to submit it, as usual. But always read the safe assigned instructions that I put on there for individual. They're not all the same instructions, because they're different sections. I think that's it, except some of you left last time before I realized I hadn't given you back the second assignment, so there's a couple of these left, plus your field notes are up here if you want to pick them up before you leave. I wouldn't bother picking them up yet, because it's just more to carry out there. But make sure you take a clipboard. If you don't have the app or you don't have a protractor, don't just guess on the angles. Take a compass. But if you don't realize how to use the compass, make sure you ask me before you leave. One rangefinder per group. There's five groups. Everyone know what group you're in? Okay. It's only one rangefinder per group. You don't have to take field guides. It's optional. But definitely take a tape measure and definitely take binoculars for each individual. Okay? That's it.